The response to Ernest's testimonies. At first there was no response, and then finally a break came. On September 23, Elder Reeser wrote at length to Ellen White. The letter was written in his own hand and read. Dear Sister White, I have received several communications from you of late, but have not considered that you desired a reply from me in answer to all of them. However, I am impressed that it is to you that I give you, at least, one general answer to all of these kindly communications. I find, by a careful reading, that they all contain excellent instruction and lay down splendid principles which are well worthy of application in my life and work. I find, however, some statements that I do not fully understand. I presume that this is not a strange thing. The conference president then reviewed a number of points of history relating to his connection with the medical interests of the conference, and particularly Loma Linda. He reported that he had offered to resign his official connections with the sanitarium work, and intended to do so at the next large council meeting. He added that Elder Burden and others connected with the sanitarium work had urged him not to do so. Then he made a significant and enlightening statement. From my childhood up, I have had almost a horror of heavy indebtedness, and I suppose that I was acting fully in harmony with the spirit of prophecy and from communications that I have personally received when I opposed, what seemed to me, the extreme debt policy at Loma Linda. After discussing a number of points where there had been friction between him and Elder Burden, he stated, I will say in conclusion that if the Lord clearly leads in that direction, I am not only willing to resign from the medical work but from the conference work in Southern California and go exactly where He leads. 2 weeks after penning this letter, Elder Reeser, on Sabbath afternoon, October 5th, was in Ellen White's living room at Elmshaven for an interview with her and her son, Elder W.C. White. Elder Burden was there, as well as Clarence Chrysler, who made a stenographic report of the interview. Both Reeser and Burden had in mind two main questions they wanted resolved. 1. Did Ellen White write the messages of counsel to Elders Burden and Reeser and the conference committee on the basis of what W.C. White reported to her? And, 2. In the light of recent testimonies, should Elder Reeser continue connections with the medical work in Southern California?